from the Broughton Cabinet Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Still a little bit of light rain out there in the metro this morning. It's a fairly mild day temperature-wise. We're sitting in the upper 60s. Right now it's 66 degrees. Not much in the way of wind, but a little bit of light rain. Looks like that's going to clear out as the morning goes on. Should turn out to be a pretty nice day.
Yeah, not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Going up to 80, so
yeah,
should
that'd be all right.
Should be about right. Not 90, that's too hot for me, but 80 I can manage.
Nobody's going to complain about a shot of rain, I don't think, here in town anyway. Some of the farmers out a little west of town and up north might not be as excited about it. Up in Grand Forks, that area, they continue to, they've gotten their share of rain. Maybe not Grand Forks specifically, but Northern Valley anyway. And I saw a couple places that were Can-Do had like 2.5-3 inches of rain.
Mm-hmm.
That system that came by came through yesterday, the day before. So it's wet a lot of places. It's not real soggy here in town, but a lot of places in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota have gotten plenty of rain here in the last year or so. A lot of moisture in the ground out there. 707 here on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG. You can send us an email anytime you'd like to, studio@flagfamily.com. That's the True IT inbox. True IT will save you time, money, and expand your profit potential anytime. And even if the show is done and you're thinking about something at 7 o'clock at night and you want to send it over, we'll get it. We'll put it in the hopper and read it when we get back on the air the next day. And right on cue, emailer Dan sends this note to the True IT inbox. We are talking about college classes, and there's a couple things we're going to carry over from first hour. First one is we got trivia for you here this morning. Six Sandy's donuts for you if you get this question right. Around 40% of people have been mad at someone for this unusual thing. What is it?
Okay. I'm going to drop a hint, too, because I've got a lot of guesses, but they're none of them are even close.
Yeah, it's tough.
All right, here we go. Around 40% of people have been mad at someone for doing this, and they didn't know it, that they did it. They have no idea that they did it. It happened someplace, but they have no idea that it happened. Where would that place have been?
I like that.
Is that a good hint?
Yes,
all right.
That helps.
All
yes.
Right.
So, and I laughed when I saw this question because my wife and I talk about this all the time.
I can only imagine what you and your wife talk about all the time. That's what I want to find out.
Oh, yeah. It's not nearly as fun as you'd think. No. We're old married people. What can I say? 29 years.
Of course I think it's fun, whatever you and the lovely Tracy talk about, a fly in the room.
She's probably mad at me for a lot of things that I probably have a right to be yelled at for something. But she's very patient. God
she
bless
is.
That woman. Yes,
yes she
all
is.
Right. So we want to give away some donuts at 271-1100 if you think you know the answer to that question. Second thing we want to carry over is this. Alex played some good conversation from
Dinesh D'Souza
talking about the liberalization of our public universities. And I think those of us who are conservatives have been frustrated by this for a long time, that what's the deal? Our tax money is going to the North Dakota State University, University of North Dakota, yet these college campuses seem to be getting more liberal and more liberal all the time.
Right, and we send our children there, and they're perfectly fine, and they come out screaming liberals.
Yeah.
And we've had enough.
What can we do? It seems like we should be able to do something, but it's hard to figure out exactly how you'd go about doing it. So we're asking you this morning, what ideas do you have where we can begin to at least let people on these campuses know that we're paying attention and that you're not going to get funding forever if you're just running some sort of idea factory to liberalize all of our kids? So emailer Dan says, seems to me that having courses online gives parents and lawmakers more opportunity to monitor the courses their kids are in. Then parents can put their kids on the right track and confront the professor's leftist BS. If a professor is a lefty or a statist and doesn't permit open debate without retribution, parents should complain, confront the professor, offer to present an opposing viewpoint in class or writing, and school administration and lawmakers pull his funding and tenure. And he says, and this should start in high school.
Yeah, this would start in high school, because if you're not responsible for your college students' work. That was my biggest thing when I went to college as an older student. No one was there looking over my shoulder, making sure I did anything. That was up to me.
Yeah.
So no one's going to be checking your work and going, I mean, mom and dad aren't going over it. It comes from you when you're in college. So if you don't have the mentality, you know, if you don't know if you're being brainwashed or not, it's going to be hard for you to confront a professor about things like that, too, on your own. If you're just an, you know, 18-year-old just out of school, you don't want to make waves. You're going to want to go with the program.
Well, it gets tricky when you get involved and start fighting your kids' battles, too. It just does.
Well, right. Once they're adults, you got to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in high school, yes. College, you can't do that.
All right, let's hit the phone lines. Eric is in Ada this morning, and Eric wants to weigh in on this conversation. Good morning, sir. What do you think?
Good morning. This is a topic that I don't know that I have an answer, and I don't know anybody does, but I think the first point is that while the parents can't fight the battle for their kids, I think while they're home on break or when they have time to talk to you, I think definitely talk about what they're learning or getting in school and see what's going on there. But I have an interesting point, and I'm not going to name universities, but my kid goes to one of the smaller universities in North Dakota. Won't say, obviously, but a few years ago when he started, I'd asked him, I said, you know, maybe get involved in, you know, one of the clubs. And I said, you know, maybe find out if you've got a, you know, conservative club or whatever. And I know full well the answer, having to look up the list of clubs there. And they flat out told him, no, not here, not now.
For a conservative club?
That was their response to him. And I found it kind of funny, and when you guys brought this up, I went to look and see, you know, what the club is called now. They call it the Politically Aware College Student.
Oh, here we go.
So there's no more young Republicans or anything, or young Democrats.
I think you can go to, you know, just it doesn't matter what the university is, right? It's everywhere,
right.
And I think you can go on the, and it's the same thing, which is concerning. So then I just think, you know, as parents, while a kid's got to make up their own mind what they want to do, I think as long as we try to stay involved with, you know, what they're at least learning or hearing to some point, and, you know, maybe that's about all I can figure
out. Yeah, good stuff. Thanks for calling us this morning.
But they should be exposed to both sides at school. They shouldn't just get one side hammered at them constantly, because that's brainwashing. They need both sides so they can make an informed decision, because they're getting it from the news, too, unless they're watching Fox News. And not all of that's conservative now, either. If you're watching CNN or MSN, you're not going to hear the other side, and you certainly don't in college. So where do they get it? We need to mandate this somehow.
All right, line two, Craig, what do you think?
Well, I was just going to say, when I was going to NDSU for construction management, you know, one of the things they were phasing out was some of the industry professors. So they would bring in people from the actual construction field, working folks that were making a career out of the profession,
right,
to teach some of the classes. And they were replacing them with research professors, so people whose sole job was to publish research papers for the university. I'm sure that had some kind of funding impact where they had to do that, but some of the best instruction and the most practical instruction came from people that were dealing with the issues out in the field. And
absolutely.
Yep, I agree.
And why would they replace those people with researchers rather than people who are out doing the job?
Makes no sense.
Yeah, I was hoping Craig would weigh in on that.
Yeah.
Maybe he knew.
Are
you still there, Craig? Do you have any idea why? Did anybody ever explain why they were doing that? Doesn't make any sense.
I believe it was something to do with the accreditation, where they had to have so much research on staff. But, you know, we had a lot of great, you know, from Rohrs and Meineke and different construction companies.
Yes.
They would teach the classes and different developers, and you got your best classes and your best insight into the field from those teachers. And they may have just had a master's degree, but they had real-life experience.
Right.
That brought valuable instruction to you.
And real-life experience is way more valuable than book learning any day of the week.
Especially in the trades, my gosh. I mean, no wonder kids are going to tech school now. If you go to NDSU for construction management, it's some research guy who's never swung a hammer in his life. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Not at all.
Okay. All right. Craig, good stuff. Thank you for that perspective. I had no idea. That's really good to know.
Yeah.
7:15. Kev, we want to play some trivia here?
I think we got a winner.
Oh, okay. Right. Let's do that.
Around 40% of people have been mad at someone for doing this, and they had no idea that they even did it, where they did it. What would that be, Jacob?
coming from a married man, it's always when my wife has a dream about something.
Like yes.
A dream?
Yes.
Yes.
40% of people say they've been mad at somebody for doing this, and it's something they did to them in a dream.
Jay wakes up mad at me because he has some dream about me and some guy, and it's like, it's a dream.
That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Kelly will go, did you ask me if we could? I go, no, you were dreaming that. Oh, okay, I thought so. Yeah. All right, Jacob, hang on just a second. I'll get the info. We'll get you some Sandy's Donuts. All right, buddy?
Awesome.
Yeah, good stuff, Jacob. Tracy and I laugh about this all the time because when it probably hasn't happened now in a few years, but I used to have those same dreams, and it's like it's not even worth talking about because it's so silly. But for some reason, if there's something in your dream that makes you feel a certain way, it feels so dang real. And then you wake up and you're like, what did you do that to me for? And, you know it's stupid. And I've never legitimately been mad, but you wake up and you're a little rattled. I've had that happen to me before. Yes.
You boys.
Seriously, what's wrong with us, guys? All right. Good guess, Jacob. Nice job. Jacob gets 6 Sandy's Donuts.
He is psyched. And he's one of my pillow from Scott, so.
No.
Like 8 months ago, so.
Okay.
He's scoring pillows and donuts.
Pillows and donuts. I tell you what, we make it worth your while. Listen to the flag, yeah. 717 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG. The big headline overnight, a Fargo police officer and a suspect taken to the hospital after a traffic stop got goofy. The officer stopped a guy at an apartment building, 1100 block of 19th Avenue North. It was a registration issue on the vehicle. So dude gets out of the car, runs away. Officer chases the dude. They get involved in a fracas, Alex. There was a fracas involved. Yes.
No chokeholds.
Yes.
No chokeholds.
Dude tries to take the cop's gun.
Don't chokehold.
And so officer uses taser on the suspect. They get into a scrap there. And both went to the hospital. The officer complained of shortness of breath and chest tightness. So it got a little out of hand there during a traffic stop. And I'm telling you what, if you are a suspect and you are running away, you get into a little scuffle or a fracas, do not take the cop's gun.
No.
That is that's what happened to the dog.
That's how you get shot.
How about my don't man get in a scuffle in with police? Stop scuffling.
Do what you're told. Fight it out in court.
Oh, seriously. What is the matter with people? No matter how bad it gets, do not take the cop's gun. You end up dead. 718, Need to Know Morning Show. AM 1100 under the flag. Jennifer Vichisky of the Flag Weather Center. Jennifer, have you ever taken a cop's gun during a fracas?
Can't say I have.
No, I'm not either. I think that's pretty good policy to avoid that. So, okay, well, since we've gotten that out of the way, a little bit of the forecast, if you would, please.
Yep, so we're still looking at maybe a few scattered rain showers here for the morning hours today with cloudy skies to start, but then becoming mostly sunny a little later this morning into the afternoon with a high getting up around about 80 degrees, pretty average for this time of the year, mostly clear tonight, low near 60. Wednesday, we'll see some sunshine, high around 86 degrees, looks like 88 here for your Thursday with a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms. Friday, slight chance for rain showers and storms in the afternoon hours, high around 91 degrees. Then by Saturday, chance for showers and storms, a high around about 91.
Okay, thank you very much, Jen. Appreciate the update. Yeah, going to get warmer back up into the 90s.
I think we should make that the question of the day. Have you ever stolen a police officer's gun?
I don't think Jen
not.
Was amused with my question. She's
no.
Like, shut up, Halston. Let me do the weather here. All right, Josh is on the phone. Josh wants to talk about schooling.
We'll do that right after
sports. Oh, we're going to sports first, Kevin? Yeah, okay. I hear you. All right, so let's do that then, and let me get over to this page here. All right, sports today. Minnesota Wild have officially named Dean Evason their next full-time coach. He'd been the interim guy, but he went 8-4 after they fired Bruce Boudreaux, and as they get back to playing games that count for real on August 2nd, the Wild says, you're our guy going forward, so he gets a new contract on that one. Byron Buxton hurt his ankle chasing down a fly ball in an intra-squad game last night. It looked bad. They had to cart him off the field, but the Twins are hopeful that he did not suffer any major damage. They say the first look at it last night looked okay. They'll know more today. The Fargo-Moorhead Red Hawks are back at home last night, or back at home tonight, excuse me. They were off last night. They will play Milwaukee at Newman Outdoor Field. First pitch scheduled for 7:02. They're 3-6 on the year. Former Iowa Hawkeyes quarterback Nate Stanley, officially a member of the Minnesota Vikings. He's the first 2020 draft pick to ink a deal with the team. And Houston Rockets point guard Russell Westbrook, the perennial All-Star, says he's tested positive for COVID-19 prior to the team leaving for the NBA bubble in Orlando, Florida. So we'll see when he can rejoin the team. That's a look at sports. And now we go to Josh on the phone line. Josh, good morning to you. We're asking, what can we do, legitimately, what can we do about the college campuses and universities becoming so liberal with a lot of what's happening on campus? Give us some ideas, Josh. What can we do here, do you think?
I think it starts long before even college classes. We're giving the colleges too much credit for that nonsense. My son, back in sixth grade, was during the 2016 election of Trump. And I used to be a staunch Republican, became more of an independent. And I, of course, did not support Hillary. But my son started coming home talking about what a racist, and this is in sixth grade, what a racist Trump is.
Oh, my gosh.
And how he hates these people and that people, and he's going to just destroy our country in sixth grade. I mean, in sixth grade, they don't know what's going on.
No.
So I think it needs to start long before college. These kids are being brainwashed. He told me that I think it would have been geography at that point, possibly. I don't remember. But they were watching CNN. They would turn CNN on in the class and leave it on during class.
In geography
class. And that would always
class.
Be essentially a white noise.
Yeah, right.
In sixth grade.
In the geography class in sixth grade, yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's like...
Go ahead.
It starts long before college. And I mean, we've taken civics out of the education. You know, I'm not all that old myself, but I don't recall having too much going on in school as far as civics. Everything I know, I self-educated myself because of the interest of it. And I was very involved in politics for a while, and I saw the corruption and got out of it. Because it is so twisted. It doesn't matter what side, really. Our whole system has gotten away from us. And the people just go with a blind eye, I think. And then you find what you have going on in the colleges and in the local middle school and elementary school.
Yep, Josh, good stuff.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, we could do a whole 2.5-hour show on politics. And this political system we have, it's set up so that the Democrat and Republican parties will never go away, and there's no way to challenge this. I mean, yeah, you can talk about a third party springing up. My buddy Jack Seaman's going to call me being all mad at me because he's a good solid libertarian.
And, you bet.
And there's other people that want to mount a challenge, but you're never going to have anybody elected to being president of the United States that's not a Democrat or a Republican. It's just not ever going to happen, not in our lifetime anyway, because this two-party system is just, the whole system feeds off perpetuating itself, and there's no way to ever challenge that.
There's a lot of money that goes into it.
Yeah, and I don't know that either party is serving us well anymore.
You know what it is, dude? I've been saying this for years. The two-party system is a game of tic-tac-toe. And it never ends, and there's never a winner. And you know what I mean? It's like in war games. Remember the tic-tac-toe thing just kept playing and playing and playing?
Yeah.
That's what X's and O's are. It's Republicans and Democrats. That's it. And there's never a winner, and the game never ends, and it just keeps going.
Yeah. I mean, I have my beliefs on there's one party that's a little better aligned with what answers the country needs. But there's the Republican Party is far from perfect. And, but boy, Josh brings up something we could talk about for a long time. All right, 7:24 here on Need to Know Morning Show. Time for Need to Know Traffic, powered by Valley News Live. Devin Fry's out there this morning. Devin is dodging a few puddles this morning, and we want to say thanks to him for this update. It's brought to you by Vision Bank. Switching banks is easy with Vision Bank. They help do it all. Open an account, send them 2 months of bank statements, and they'll help you switch your automatic payments. Ask about their switch bonus, too. Devin, some rain out there this morning. Is it slowing things down?
It doesn't seem to be slowing things down very much. It hasn't really created any slick roads that we've noticed, which is good news there. There's only been some small puddles. So overall, the biggest factor when it comes to the rain is the visibility, especially on our major roadways, I-94, I-29. You're going a little faster. It tends to collect on your windshield a little bit more. So visibility, the main factor with this rain. And the roadways are pretty crowded this morning. They have been since a little bit after 6. So with the rainfall and things being a little busier on the roadways, we just all need to be a little bit more careful out there today.
Okay, that makes some good sense, Devin. We appreciate it, buddy. 7:25, Need to Know Morning Show. When we come back, the governor of the state of Minnesota. I don't know what's going on here with this, but I keep seeing stories every day about how much pressure Tim Walz is under to start shutting down the state of Minnesota. There's something heinous afoot at the Circle K, if you remember that old movie reference there. Something is going on, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of it right after this.
No Morning Show is on.
I love you. This is one of the best radio shows on radio.
Catch the flag online at am1100theflag.com.
Lord, 7:27, Need to Know Morning Show, am1100 The Flag, WZFG. I started noticing something maybe about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and it came as instances of the coronavirus, new positive tests were going down, hospitalizations were going down, deaths were going down. Yesterday, there were two deaths in Minnesota, two. And, of course, the headlines were, more Minnesotans are dying from the virus. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. We were at like 25 deaths a day. Mm-hmm. Now we're down to two. But the story is more deaths, right? So I started noticing something. And before I do this, let's get David on, because David is hanging on the phone.
Yeah, we were talking about colleges and liberal universities and how do we turn that around. David,
how do you fix it?
David, how do you fix that, man?
Well, I'm not – I agree with the last guy on here who, a sixth grader, came home. My son, who now is close to 40, would come home and we'd have a discussion and he'd say, you know, Dad, the Constitution is for all of us. And I'd say, yeah, well, we have that right. And we were talking about speaking up and voicing your opinion to teachers. And I said, yeah, but David, no, you know, you can't. I said, in my household, it's not a democracy. I said, you get a vote, your sister gets a vote, and I get three.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You can, I promise that I will feed you, I will clothe you, I won't abuse you verbally, physically, but I said, when you become of age, then you can. Now, I have seen that group of kids, and I've watched them now for a number of years, that must have been in junior high. Most of them are very liberal. And the group that he hung with, most of them, I battle with them on a regular basis.
And you think it all started in school because they started getting some kind of word about the Constitution only works for white people or something like that, or what?
Well, no, I don't know. I just think it was, you know, we have that right, and we have the, and I'm pretty sure the conversation was, he was a choir, and he said it's really, you know, I should be able to tell the choir director that we should sing through the whole song instead of him stopping at point where
I get it. Yeah,
we were, and we should be able to tell him that. And I said, no, that's his right as an instructor. But yeah, no, I think they work on him at a young age.
Yeah, that's
I don't
right.
Think the Constitution applies to the teacher in his class.
Wow. It's the whole thing about nobody wants to say no to a kid anymore.
Exactly, brother.
And kids feel like they should have an equal voice in everything. And as time goes on, you earn that. But when you're starting out young, no.
And I'm not going to be told what to do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be. I'm a tantrum.
Yeah, there you go.
Tantrum.
All right, 7:31. So good stuff there from David in Fargo. Thanks. Keep the calls coming, 701-271-1100. I'll get to the story about what's going on in Minnesota now, because this, it's almost, you can't make it up. It's just almost so hard to believe. But, of course, it's the People's Republic of Minnesota, so it's not all that hard to believe. We'll talk about this coming up next.
And shine
I absolutely love that you are one of the few people that has some common sense.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show here on the Flag.
Hey, don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial.
For decades, radio has asked that you don't touch that dial. So if you're worried about where to put your hands, we've got the most germ-free, sterile answer to all your questions. Just ask your smart speaker.
Because when you want the best local news and talk, all you have to do is ask.
It's a sanitized way to enjoy some unsanitized news and talk. So don't touch that dial. Speak to it. Hey, Alexa, wave the flag.
7:34 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. A little rain going on out there this morning. Gradually clearing today. The high 80 with a low of 60 and light wind. Tomorrow sunny and 86. Thursday, slight chance of rain and 88. Friday, 20% chance of rain and 91. Right now, we're at 63.
7:34, taking a look at the almanac for today. It is Tuesday, July 14th. Almost halfway through the month of July already. Average high for this day is 83, average low is 60, record high 99 degrees in 1936, record low 42 in 1967. Sunrise at 5:47 this morning, sunset will be at 9:18 p.m. This is the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag. Okay, some old doobies here.
It just came up, I thought that looked like a good one.
I like it. All right, so a lot of us are trying to figure out right now how to keep mom and dad at home safe in familiar surroundings. But maybe they have some extra needs. Maybe they need some health care, some assistance, maybe just companionship. Things, you know, helping out with the laundry, buying, preparing meals, that kind of thing. You don't need full-time care for mom or dad, but you got to figure out what to do with them because they need a little more help than you are able to give. Well, a lot of people are struggling with that question right now. You know who's really good at answering those questions?
Right at Home.
Exactly
Barry
right,
Mary.
Kevin. Exactly right. Barry and the team at Right at Home. And you can find them online, rightathome.com/Fargo. They are an award-winning national company. They use the latest in in-home care practices. Really what we're talking about here is peace of mind so your loved one can get the care they need in the comfort of familiar surroundings. Check them out rightathome.com/Fargo. 736, phone lines open for you, 701-271-1100. That's a Consolidated Communications phone line. We use Consolidated for a lot of stuff around here when we moved into our new office space. They're absolutely fantastic. They came in here, made sure everything was taken care of. They were ahead of time. Ahead of schedule on getting all the wiring done. That allowed everything else to happen in the building on time. So when you need those good subcontractors to come in, get their part done so everything else can get done right, we had great experience with Consolidated Communications, and they continue to serve our needs really well. Fast, dedicated internet, never shared. We get extremely lightning-fast speeds on our internet, and it's really great here. So thanks to the gang at Consolidated Communications. They sponsor the phone line. 701-271-1100. Question for you that we've been asking today. There's a lot of conversation going on right now about colleges and universities. And it seems like more and more the public universities, public colleges, are getting more and more liberal. And if you're a conservative like we are around here, you don't want your tax money going to places where they're indoctrinating kids on how to be a liberal. You just don't want that. You may not even want them indoctrinating them how to be a conservative. You might just want them to get a good education and let the kids sort it all out on their own. Whatever the case is, we got to figure out how to do it better on our college campuses. What ideas do you have for making it better so we don't have this indoctrination going on continually? Wondering your thoughts on that at 701-271-1100. So let us know if you've got an opinion, especially if you've been in the education world. And I'm not just talking about colleges either. Middle school, high school, elementary. We've had people calling here saying it started back in middle school, elementary, when kids were indoctrinated on certain things. And I've got to say that we've been Fargo Public School. We've had Fargo Public School kids. Our kids went to Davies High School, and I've asked my kids a few times, hey, you know what? What do you hear? And they have said, both Aaron and Ellie both said that our professors will talk about issues and what's going on, but they're very careful not to push opinions on us. I'm like, really? Like, they don't say anything about, you know, Trump is the greatest ever or Trump is an idiot or whatever. And they say, no, they just say, here's what's going on. Here's what one side thinks and here's what the other side thinks. I'm like, hallelujah. If that's really what's going on in our public schools, that's what I want. And at home, we can teach our kids what we think is important. But I just want them getting a familiarity with issues and principles of government, things like that, if that's what the class is all about.
Well, and morals and values and things like that should be taught at home. In school, though, in college, they need to get both sides. In high school, I think they just need the basics education. They need to know their government, how it functions, and this and that. And I don't think that's even being taught at a lot of the schools anymore.
Hmm. Well, it seems to be happening for my kids at Davies High School. So good job. Go Eagles.
I really love, you guys know Charlie Kirk, and he's been on What's mm-hmm. on Your Mind before. And well, he's got a video, Far Left UK Student versus Charlie Kirk. It's the best 12 minutes on the internet because he just tears this kid. Every time this kid tries to say something, he's like, well, yeah, but bum, 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 bum. There's no substance to any of these debates on the left.
Yeah.
And it's really shown. Charlie just gives a great job.
I thought
I'd plug him on that because he spends a lot of time on campus.
Yeah, he's good.
He's working right hard.
Okay, so I kind of hinted at this a few minutes ago. I want to get into this story. About 2 weeks ago, I noticed that I was starting to see a lot of headlines on the internet, news sources and websites that talk about current events and news items. And they all kind of seemed, or these stories kind of seemed to imply that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is really coming under pressure right now from groups in Minnesota to be more restrictive with lockdowns, not having school, canceling sports, things like that. And the governor's office, in some of their statements, you'd see things coming out of the governor's office. The governor's under pressure or mounting opinion, these kind of things, to be more restrictive. And I thought that was interesting because, in my mind, that's not really a news story. Like, if you're coming under pressure, that's your opinion of what's kind of out there circulating around on the periphery. But that's not anything that the governor did or accomplished or fought or dissected or signed. Those to me are news stories.
It's not actionable.
But now these days, a lot of news stories are, well, Trump said this, or this person hinted at this, or allegations of this, instead of things that actually happened in the world. And so I started kind of feeling like after I saw two or three of these, I'm like, okay, I think I see what's going on here. We have this whole conjured up thing about the governor's under pressure about this. And so at some point down the line, we can sort of excuse the governor for whatever he has to do because we can say, well, he was under so much pressure and it was coming from all sides. And that kind of gets in the narrative rather than saying, you know what, let the governor make a decision, but let him stand up and be a man and not let pressure from outside forces be a reason that he had to go ahead and do this. So another story comes yesterday. And this story is, you want to talk about a paper thin story, but you're seeing it all over the place. Ex-Obama health official tells Governor Tim Walz to shut down dine-in service in Minnesota bars again. So this is a guy that does not have a position within the Minnesota state government at all. He's not in the governor's cabinet of important people. His name is Andy Slavitt. He's a fundraiser from the Minnesota DFL. Yet for some reason, this guy, whatever he says is news. And we're reporting this as, well, this guy who has a lot of credibility from being a former somebody who used to be somebody back in the day. Now we are running stories about what this guy thinks. And all this is this mounting, quote unquote, pressure that's coming against Governor Walz. And at some point, I just feel like it's inevitable. We're going to see the story come out. Governor Walz saying that I'm sensing it. I'm hearing it from many perspectives that we need to be a little more restrictive on certain things. But I get really nervous when I start seeing stories about the governors coming under increasing pressure.
From who? Yeah, I can't find a single thread of anywhere. None of the liberals are cheering him. A couple try. But everybody's like, what a clown. I mean, literally, just what a clown.
This all comes while Minnesota is seeing a marked decrease in every measurable that I can think of or find in coronavirus. I mean, the percent positive is down. The number of total positives is down. Number of hospitalized is down. Current total hospitalized is down. I mean, it's just the rate of total hospitalized is down. Deaths are down. Everything is down in Minnesota. As it is, by the way, in many states in the country, depending on what sort of data you want to look at, I can find numbers that indicate 2/3 of the states in the country are seeing a decline in important measurables. But what do you see on the newscast nightly? It's about how all the states now are battling something big, and it's getting out of hand, and it's spreading. Why is Minnesota talking about shutting anything down when their numbers are going off of a cliff?
Gotta save lives.
Yep.
Why?
Gotta save some lives. Gotta save lives.
It's because we hate Trump.
We gotta save lives.
We gotta make Trump look bad until the election, and then on after that.
Let me ask you guys. Are you afraid of dying?
No.
You afraid?
Well, no, I mean, I don't want to hustle it along, but no, I'm
afraid of dying.
That's
the fear.
You're born, you die.
Nobody gets out of this alive.
No.
Are you really afraid of getting COVID?
No.
No, I'm not either. If I get it, I get it. I'll survive it more than likely. If not, well, that's the way that goes. It's just, it's too much.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just don't care anymore.
And people, it just seems like there's this fear porn is one word I've heard used.
That's a great.
And I think that's a good term because it's like we don't even know what we're afraid of. We're just afraid of being afraid. So we're going to be afraid. It's just this fear that goes on. And you know what? A lot of us look at these numbers and say, we're talking about shutting down schools and making places where young people congregate, shutting them down. This virus is less deadly for young people than the typical flu is.
Right.
If you're not 70 years old with a health condition, your risk is fractional. This is not just coming up with opinion. This is data from everybody around the world. And yet people are like, well, college football, we got to cancel non-conference football games. Like the virus knows if you're having a conference game or a non-conference game. It's made us do.
You can have a riot, though. But you know,
decisions that don't make any sense.
They canceled everything way too early. They closed businesses. They closed offices, restaurants, bars, gyms, schools, everything on a whim. And I suppose they want this to happen again because the economy being in the toilet looks bad for Trump, and that's how they like it. They can't win an argument with socialism, so this is how they think they're going to win the election, and I, for one, am frankly sick of it.
That's exactly what I said the other day. They can't win on content. You can't win on policy. You can't win on all this lunacy.
Debate socialism versus capitalism. See where it gets you.
There's nothing there.
If you are scared, stay home. If you have family members who are at risk, you may not be able to go out and do everything that you want to do.
But don't tell me how to live.
We are really getting really good at telling other people how to live right now. There's no question about that. It's going on, and it seems like, you know, never before have we been so good at telling everybody what to do. How about we just stop shutting things down and let people make their own decisions to protect themselves, their families, their businesses as they see fit, and let the public decide what they want to do on this thing. Terry in Detroit Lakes wants to jump in. Terry, good morning to you.
Hey, Terry, go ahead.
Turn your radio down.
All right, Terry, we're going to take a break. We're going to try to get contact with you. We'll catch you on the other side. Something's going on with a connection here. We'll have Terry on the phone right after this.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show.
I'm sorry, did you say you love it?
I do. I love it.
I knew you would.
On AM 1100, The Flag.
7:49 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. We got a little rain going on this morning, gradually clearing up this afternoon. The high 80 with a low of 60 and light wind. Tomorrow, sunny and 86. Thursday, a 20% chance of rain and 88. Right now, we still got some light rain out there in 63.
7:49, Need to Know Morning Show. AM 1100, The Flag. Let's do a sports check here for you at 7:49. Got to be at work at 8 o'clock. You got 11 minutes to get on over there. Minnesota Twins outfielder Byron Buxton suffered an ankle injury. Well, they're calling it a foot injury, so we'll just leave it at that for right now. But there's some suspicion out there. It has something to do with his ankle, so we'll find out. He was just tracking down a fly ball in center field. Nothing really weird seemed to happen, but he changed directions, and the ankle kind of gave on him there. Manager Rocco Baldelli says the team is cautiously optimistic that it's not a major injury, but more will be learned today. The Twins open the season, by the way, a week from Friday in Chicago. Minnesota Wild have named Dean Evason their next full-time head coach. He was the interim guy after Bruce Boudreau got fired in mid-February. Then he took over, and the Wild went 8-4, turned their season around. The Wild are set to battle Vancouver in their best-of-five playoff qualifier. That's on August 2nd that starts right there. going to be all kinds of sports hitting all of a sudden if they don't get weird and cancel them all again. The Red Hawks host the Milwaukee Milkmen tonight at 7:02. They had last night off. They're 3-6 on the year. 7:50, Need to Know Morning Show. When we come back, we got to check the markets. We got entertainment headlines as well. And we got Terry, who is on the line, too, from Detroit Lake. So I think we've got good contact now with Terry. Hey, Terry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi there, Scott.
Or
can
Steve.
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
We sure can.
Okay, I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you were talking about the media and the social media pushing kind of a fear porn with the numbers.
Yep.
They just don't add up. And I saw something a couple of weeks ago. If you go in, I encourage your listeners to do this. Go on and do a Google search. Put in any number you can think of, any random number, followed by the words new cases COVID. It will bring up an article with that number in it.
Wow. Makes you think.
I have put in multiple numbers, four-digit numbers, five-digit numbers, two-digit numbers. Every one of them brings up an article in a Google search with that number in it. If that is not pushing a narrative, I mean, it's just not mathematically possible that that is, it's just not possible. But I encourage you and your listeners to do it, and then just think through what's being fed to us. With the whole COVID crisis.
Terry, thank you for calling. We really appreciate that. I just tried it with 5 million, and sure enough, Johns Hopkins University tally shows new cases exceeding 5 million worldwide. So it works. Put to the test. So good stuff, Terry. Thank you for calling. You can call us, 2-701-271-1100. Check the markets right after this.
You're banging your head again. Somebody
Follow the flag beyond your radio. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter today.
Got a pop birthday today. I don't know.
Okay, who Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas guy. Who they call him Taboo?
Uh huh.
I don't know. He's one of the guys in there. Jamie Gomez. He's 45 today. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know Fergie.
Fergie. That's about it. And that other one,
Andre. Whatever. Isn't he one of them?
Yeah. No, you're talking about Outkast.
Oh, that's him.
Andre 3000 and Big Boy. That's a different band.
Okay.
Different group there.
Steve. Yeah. Dropping the dropping the 2K music knowledge. Love it.
I like the Black Eyed Peas. I don't know. They got a good sound to me.
Yep.
7:54, Need to Know Morning Show. AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. It is time now for the Jost Investments Market Report. Jost Investments, your commercial real estate, land development, and business sales and leasing connection. Checking out the Wall Street Report. A mixed day yesterday. The Dow was up 10 points, but the NASDAQ was down 226. Some of the big cap tech names took a hit yesterday. That was the story there. Pre-market trading today, again, pretty mixed. No real trends as we begin trading here at 8:30 this morning. WTI crude oil down about 40 cents at $39.33.
And I've got your entertainment headlines. We'll start off with some sad news. Body of the Glee actress Naya Rivera.
They found her,
found her after a six-day search. What they figured is her and her son jumped out of the boat that they rented to do some swimming. Her son had a life jacket on. She was able to get him back in the boat, but she didn't make it herself.
And isn't that weird? Like, he had a life jacket on, but she felt like she apparently needed to save him or something.
Well, she probably did. Something must have been going on. They found her body. They think she probably got caught under some weeds for a few days, and then she floated up. Also, from Mythbusters, Grant O'Mara died. He was the host of that, 49 years old. Host Tom Bergeron and Erin Andrews will no longer be on Dancing with the Stars. They have been told they're going in another direction for the 29th season this fall.
How do you not have Tom Bergeron?
Another direction.
I was thinking about Erin Andrews.
I know. I've been over him for a long time. And country star Morgan Wallen, Whiskey Glasses, well, he had a son the other day. And Ford Bronco is back. Yes, and they haven't been making these for years, and I'm wondering if OJ might be a perfect spokesperson for the Bronco. Isn't he famous for some Bronco ride?
Yeah, something
so,
like that.
Yeah, you can get a new Bronco if you want, and that's your entertainment headlines.
All right, thanks, Alex. 7:56, Need to Know Traffic, powered by Valley News Live. Devin Fry is on the line with us. And this update is brought to you by I-29 Tire and Automotive. If your tires are wearing thin or your steering is pulling to one side, you might need an alignment. See the guys at I-29 Automotive located off I-29 in Maine and Fargo or online at i29tire.net. Devin, how are things moving?
Overall, things are going better than I kind of expected them to. Early this morning, there was quite a bit of a crowd out here on the roadways, earlier than it normally happens. It was getting really busy right after 6. So I was expecting more of a crowded situation, but a lot of areas are moving nicely. The one area where I've seen a pretty big backup was on I-29, actually. The turnoff to get onto 12th Avenue was backed up all the way back to that 17th Avenue overpass. So a pretty big backup on I-29 past Main Avenue there. Just be on the lookout for that for our drivers heading north. But otherwise, things do seem to be adjusting pretty nicely to the crowded roadways.
Okay. Devin, thanks for the update, bud. We appreciate it. Keep it safe out there. We'll talk to you again soon. 757, Scott Hennon's host of the What's On Your Mind radio program. Starts every morning here at 8:30. Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Well, I'm a little freaked out. I get in the studio and Alex is talking about somebody being caught in weeds and floating to the top, and you're driving an imaginary steering wheel. So what the heck is in the air in here?
Yeah, it's just a day in the life, man. Yeah. Wow. The Need to Know morning show.
We got the special coffee going.
Do you really? Okay, yeah. That
I'm going to go see Kev.
Scott, I want you to tell me what you believe the right number is right now of the vote. I saw Kanye West is polling at 2% in the first national poll since announcing his presidential run. Got me thinking about Biden and Trump, and pretty much every poll I'm seeing now looks like Biden up 6 to 10 points, and we all know about polls, right? What do you think the number is? If Americans went to the polls right now, what do you think that looks like? Is it even? Is it Trump ahead, behind? What do you think?
Well, I think Donald Trump in 2016's vote is only going to improve. So you've got to increase his number. So then ask yourself if Joe Biden is going to have more or less than Hillary Clinton. I don't think. I think it's just a different gender. Otherwise, everything's pretty much the same. The agenda's the same. Maybe a little more leftward. I don't know. Donald Trump did not lead in one. Not one poll prior to the 2016 election. So the fact that he leads in polls now means nothing other than maybe he'll get reelected again, and I think he will.
I thought there was one or two, but you say there wasn't one. Okay.
Not in any credible poll that was out there and touted by anybody. So none. Zero. So there's a silent, and ask yourself, if you were a silent Trump voter before, would you be more likely or less likely to be a silent Trump voter
now? That's a great question.
The answer is more, of course, because it's insane what's going on. So no doubt about it. We're going to talk about it today. David Horowitz has written
a
book,
great author,
called Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. So he'll answer that question for you.
Okay.
Also, Brian Kilmeade, great historian. I love Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Beyond today. And we're also going to talk about the wind versus coal battle. It's getting increasingly ugly.
WZFT, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, USA. It's 8 o'clock.